Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor here at the News. Today, we're sitting down with Devin Brock. He's the HVACR Manager at TE Connectivity. Devin's going to discuss the growing role of sensors in HVAC, some major industry trends, and some of the latest offerings at TE Connectivity. Let's get to it.
We're now joined on the podcast by Devin Brock. And Devin, can we start? Can you tell us a little bit about your role with TE Connectivity and maybe provide us a little bit of background on the company as well?
Sure, be happy to, Nick. My role at TE Connectivity is the Manager of Product Knowledge and Training for Sensors. So I get involved in training both internally and externally on the sensor side for the different sensor technologies that we have, and really just to do what we can in terms of just trying to ensure that our salespeople have the knowledge that they need in order to help out our customers. So in terms of, you know, who TE Connectivity is, you know, many people may be familiar with some of the products that we manufacture, but certainly we're a large manufacturer of a variety of products, everything from connectors to antennas to heat shrink, but also we are one of the largest manufacturers of sensors in the world. So we do really a broad array of sensor technologies, so everything from pressure, temperature, humidity, that would be very applicable to HVAC, to other technologies that people may not be familiar with, so ultrasonic, piezo, and those sorts of things. And we get involved in, you know, really a broad range of markets. So we cover all the markets from the industrial markets like HVAC to automotive, medical, as well as a broad range of other ones as well.
Well, and speaking of broad, a broad question for you, and one thing we like to ask most of our guests when they come on the show is just about major trends that you're seeing within the HVAC industry. So from your perspective, what are some of the biggest trends that you're currently seeing?
I would say that there's really quite a few of them, but some of the major ones would be things like efficiency. So there's a lot of push, not only in the U.S. market, but all throughout the world in terms of efficiency. So some of that being driven by regulations. So certainly a lot of people are familiar with regulations that the government's putting on in terms of efficiencies for SEER ratings and those sorts of things. But, you know, there's other pushes for efficiencies in terms of cost. So especially in the European market, the price of fuels are much more expensive than they are here. So they've always been, you know, pretty touchy about how efficient things are. So that's one of the main ones would be efficiencies. There's a lot of work also being put into integration. So integrating HVAC systems with other components of the building, so things like lighting and other systems, so that they all kind of work seamlessly. So those would be two of the major ones. There's other things like open systems. So whereas a lot of the systems in the past have been proprietary, using proprietary software and those sorts of things, you know, I think there's more of a push toward open protocols and get everything to kind of work together so that, you know, people can you know, work with multiple systems and have them work seamlessly without having to do a lot of extra work. And then two other ones that I could talk about are, you know, human comfort being one. So there's the, you know, more of a push on to not only worry about, you know, the temperature or something, but also the entire environment that either people are living in or people are working in. So so it's not only just the temperature. So they're also looking at things like humidity, also looking at things like carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, VOCs, and those sorts of things. Really to look at the big picture to ensure that, you know, if it's a workplace that people can be as efficient as possible, or if it's a residential setting that, that people are truly comfortable. And then I'd say the last, you know, the final one is, you know, the broader use of sensors in a lot of the products and technology. So, you know, a lot of that has to do with some of the other trends that we talked about, so efficiency and human comfort, really kind of pushes more and more sensors and more types of sensors. Again, you know, whereas before HVAC was mostly just about temperature and pressure, you're seeing more of a push towards things like humidity, even other types of technologies that are being used out there. So again, we talked about gas sensors and those sorts of things. So those are kind of the major trends that I see out there.
Yeah, and we're going to dive into sensors here in just a minute. But first, I wanted to ask you about the Industrial Internet of Things and maybe how it's changed and evolved over the past few years and what you've seen in that change and evolution.
Sure. In terms of, you know, the Industrial Internet of Things, I think the big thing that has happened is that a lot of the pieces are now in place in terms of some of the protocols and also some of the ways to take that information from where it's being collected, put it out to the cloud, and then actually making use of it. So there's been a big push towards cloud storage, some of the analytics that are necessary to take the information that's collected with the sensors and actually do something with it. So I think the big thing that has happened from my standpoint is that a lot of those building blocks are now in place to really help the industrial Internet of Things take off. And so, with that said, I think we're going to see some of the major growth that people have been projecting is really going to start here over the next couple of years.
Yeah. So you've mentioned sensors and some of the efficiency as well. And how are sensors kind of playing a larger role in improving efficiencies throughout HVAC?
Well, there's a number of different ways that sensors are involved in terms of efficiencies, and part of it has to do, I think, with the use of sensors in more places in equipment. So in order to make a piece of equipment more efficient or actually be able to utilize it better, the sensors allow the system to, instead of being either, turned on or off continuously, you hear a lot more about systems being utilized where, whether it's the motor or the system itself can be run not at either 0 or 100%, but at, multiple ranges in between. And sensors are one of the big things that allows that to happen. Mm-hmm. And so you see sensors being put in more places in pieces of equipment so they can better look at the process that's going on and better control it. So what you're finding is, sensors that are being pushed to be either smaller, faster, more accurate. And, that's really allowing sensors to be utilized in, places that they haven't been used before. And, of course, there's always a push toward less expensive sensors. So, again, as they proliferate into more and more places into products, you'll see them being used more extensively because they're, more less expensive as well as more accurate. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the things that need, at least on the sensor standpoint.
Yeah, well, and I'll just, can you also detail maybe some of TE Connectivity's latest sensor offerings and what you guys are doing in that space?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that, Nick. One of the big pushes that we're putting on, as well as lots of other people out there, is the trend towards more digital sensors. So we're putting emphasis on digital technology and in terms of sensors being able to talk directly to a bus rather than having to go through an A/D converter. So there's a big push on that in all our different technologies. But again, you're also seeing, pushes towards, more accurate sensors. We talked about that before in terms of that. So, we're coming out with new designs. So we're doing a lot of emphasis on product roadmap and looking at, where technology is going. So, for example, on the humidity side, we're developing a new group of technologies that's going to be smaller, so smaller size, going to be less expensive, quite a bit less expensive, and also going to offer some additional ways of being used that we didn't have available before. So depending on the pressure and temperature side, we're doing a lot to look at, what we need to do in terms of serving the market out there. So again, a lot of it has to do with, new digital type products, but also has to do with making things smaller, faster, more accurate, and easier to use. And also, finally, being a push towards combination sensors. So, being a manufacturer of lots of different technologies, we're seeing kind of a push toward, where you can look at, instead of having a separate humidity sensor as well as a temperature sensor, if you can combine them into one, you can save, obviously, time and money by doing that. So, again, that's, one of the things we're working on is, where we can do that and really save customers money as well as design effort.
Yeah, and talk about a lot of different factors that go into sensor offerings. I wanted to also ask, kind of, how have new technologies made environments using sensors challenging?
Well, the one thing about the HVAC, a lot of the products are used in, at least on the equipment side, are used in environments that can be relatively harsh. So you'll find, for example, in an air conditioning system, you'll have areas that have a lot of moisture present where you have at the other trends that are being pushed towards smaller, more accurate, you have to look at what you need to do to package these HVAC sensors in a manner that's going to allow them to operate effectively over long periods of time, because the last thing you want is to have a sensor that fails, you know, 3 months down the road or 6 months down the road. So we put a lot of effort into the packaging that we do with our sensors. So, you know, where it's a temperature sensor, we can manufacture products with NTT thermistors or platinum RTD elements. We put a lot of effort into how we package those so that they're going to last, you know, indefinitely in an application. So, you know, that's one of the things we put a lot of emphasis on, is trying to understand what the application is, where it's being used, and ensuring that our products are going to survive those types of environments.
Yeah. Again, looking at the company a little bit, and just kind of what's on the horizon for TE Connectivity, both for the rest of 2017 and maybe a little bit into early 2018?
Okay, well, again, we talked about the, you know, we've done a lot of work in terms of, you know, product roadmaps and in terms of where we're going. So for each of our technologies, we've kind of looked at, you know, what we've done and where we're going. And so, again, a lot of it has to do with, you know, what types of products do we need to ensure that we have, and then, you know, what sort of capabilities do they need. So a lot of it has to do, we talked about smaller humidity sensors, but the same thing goes with our pressure products. We're coming out with a new lower cost design that's going to be designed specifically for industrial applications. And again, it's going to be very good attributes in terms of accuracy and those sorts of things, but it's also going to be very rugged. And then finally, you know, on the temperature side, you know, we continue to look at technologies that we have. So expanding our digital temperature sensor line. So we have a number of different products available now, but again, looking at, you know, what that next generation of sensors is going to look like. So again, expanding the options available for our customers and ensuring that they're, you know, going to be the right product for the right applications.
Well, and finally, Devin, if people want to learn more about the company, learn more about some of those sensor offerings that you just discussed, where can they turn?
Well, the first place, obviously, would be our website. So www.ee.com. There's lots of information out there. So just look under, you know, on the product side, look under sensors. So tons of information out there in terms of our product and data sheets and those sorts of things, the application of. But also, you know, we deal directly with lots of the major distributors out there. So a lot of the catalog distributors that people would be aware with. So they would also be a great resource for information for our product. And then finally, we have local sales rep in, you know, certainly in all of the Americas and throughout a lot of the world. So, you know, we have people that are going to be, you know, basically all throughout the world. And, you know, if you need somebody to come in and talk to personally about sensors, you know, we certainly can do that. And we also have, you know, from our website, you know, we have what we call our product information center. And that deals with all of the different TE products, but we have experts out there, you know, who can talk not only about sensors, but also about connectors, featuring tubing, whatever type of TE product that you're looking for. We have some excellent folks out there on the product information center that would be, you know, willing to help either via phone call, via an email, or, you know, via live chat. So there's lots of different ways that you know, we look at trying to help out people in terms of if they're looking for information on our products or applications or those sorts of things.
Perfect. Well, Devin, thank you so much, and we appreciate you stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Devin and learned a bit more about the growing role of sensors in HVAC, major industry trends, and some of the latest offerings at TE Connectivity. Thank you for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.